Today we're going to talk about blind spots. Do you have them? You better believe it. We all have them. Stay tuned. Here we go. Hey there, you. Come on in and make yourself comfortable. My name is Gary Zimak, and we're going to talk about blind spots today. Man, I could tell right now this is going to be a tough lesson. But you know what? Isn't it a good thing that we're learning these things now during Lent? While we're still alive, now is the time to concentrate on these areas that need improvement. That's what Lent's all about, and I'm really glad that you're with me. And I'll tell you what, I'm pleased about this. I'm looking at the numbers of listeners for this Lenten retreat. They are remaining consistent. That's very good. Sometimes you do something like this and you lose people, but the numbers are consistent. In fact, they've gone up a little bit. So that's great. I'm really glad that you're taking your faith seriously. You're taking this Lent seriously, and you're really making an effort to rediscover Jesus, which is what we're doing. And I do want to mention this book. We're using Rediscover Jesus by Matthew Kelly, but I think, and I don't just say this because it's my book, but my latest book, Find a Real Friend in Jesus, 10 Amazingly Easy Steps, I think it would make a nice compliment to Matthew Kelly's book. And look, if I didn't believe in the book, I wouldn't have written it. So I do really believe in it. I really believe that it's possible to get to know Jesus. He wants us to get to know him. He's always with us. And the problem just lies with us. Sometimes we make the mistake of either not spending time with him or just thinking it's not possible. Let me tell you, it is possible. It's something that I've really lived through. So I would just recommend my book as well. And between the two books, I think it'll really help you. But I'm just glad you're here. I'm glad you're participating in this retreat. And as always, if you have any feedback, please let me know. Gary@followingthetruth.com. Today's the Thursday broadcast, and I've been pre-recording all of these before I leave on. I've got 3 speaking engagements this week. Tonight, I'm in Pittsburgh. I drive back tomorrow, and then I'll be home for the weekend and pretty much slow down for the remainder of March, which is a good thing. Gives me a chance to recharge my batteries a little bit. My current plan is to get back to the 30-minute programs next week. We'll see what happens. I don't think anything should stand in the way for us doing that. So, again, thanks for your patience with the shortening of these programs. I wanted to make sure that we cover what we can, because I didn't want to leave you stranded without programs today. As I mentioned at the start, we're going to talk about blind spots. If you have any questions, always feel free to let me know. Why don't we pray, and then we'll get right to it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks for giving us another day. Thank you for all of the many blessings in our life. Thank you for helping us to grow closer to you during this Lenten season. Help us as we continue to walk on the road, which will hopefully lead to eternal life. And I say hopefully, Father, because we realize that we need your help, and that it's not a guarantee that we'll make it to heaven. But we know that if we follow you and we cooperate with the grace you give us, that we will be able to live forever in heaven. We're very excited about that. So, Father, thank you for the great opportunity that you've given us. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. You never let us down. You're always there for us, and we're very grateful for that. We ask you to help those who are sick tonight, those who are struggling with anxiety, those who might be dealing with loneliness, those who might be on the verge of despair, anyone struggling with addictions or financial difficulties. Help them all and allow them to feel your peace. Help us with our own personal intentions, whatever they may be. And I ask that you take over this program for me. I turn it over to you, and I ask you to help me, to speak through me, and to open our minds and our hearts so that we may be open to hearing what you have to say. We ask for all of these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary and ask for her help as we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Always a pleasure to have you with me here. In case you're new to the show, my name is Gary Zimak. You can find out more about my work by looking at my website, followingthetruth.com. I've been doing this show for over 5 years now on Blog Talk Radio, praise the Lord. We've done a number of different formats through the years, but I've been blessed to be able to do this every Monday through Friday for, again, over 5 years now. We're in our sixth year now doing the show. I never thought it would last, but due to your support, I'm telling you, it has really far exceeded my expectations. And you know what? We're just sitting around the table talking about Jesus. I have my cup of coffee today. And I hope you have your coffee, your beverage. We've been downplaying the beverage du jour. Once we get done the Lenten retreat, or once we get back to the 30-minute format, you're going to hear more about my beverage du jour. If you're a longtime listener, you know all about that. But I'm just trying to give you the meat of what we need to get to in the 15 minutes. But if you have any questions, please visit my website, followingthetruth.com. Today we're going to talk about blind spots. We all have blind spots. You know, sometimes we don't think we have blind spots, but I think you're going to find out that we all do. So let's chat about this. There is one fundamental truth that we each need to come to grips with if we want to grow spiritually. Unless we are willing to embrace this truth, any spiritual growth we do experience will be stilted, minimal, and not a fraction of what is actually possible. It may be the first truth of the spiritual life. It is a truth that we need to be constantly reminded of. Others can and will remind us of this truth, but as we grow in wisdom, we learn to remind ourselves. This is the truth. We don't see things as they really are, especially ourselves. We all think we have 20/20 vision in life, but we don't. We don't see things as they really are. Now, you may be realizing this is true. You may know exactly what I mean, but if not, let's read on and it'll become clear. Let me give you an example. Do you play golf? If you do, you'll understand this example. If you don't, think about a time you watched a recording of yourself. Have you ever had your golf swing recorded? When you got the recording back, did your swing look like what you thought it would? Probably not. How many surprises were there? Probably not just one tiny one. You most likely didn't watch the recording and think the only problem is I take the club a fraction outside the line on the way back. Other than that, my golf swing is perfect. Okay, I'm going to depart from the script here for a minute because I played golf many years ago, but never to the extent of recording my swing. Do you ever look at a picture of yourself, a photograph of yourself, and think, man, that's not what I look like? When did I get so old looking, right? I mean, I've had this experience, and now doing a lot of TV, I sometimes watch and think, man, I thought I looked better than that, you know? And it's so true, what he's saying here, that oftentimes we perceive things in a different way than they really are. Back to the book. We don't see things as they really are. If you think this is not true, record yourself doing anything. Now, did you ever listen to your voice? Sometimes I'll listen to myself speak and I'll think, man, do I really sound like this? And now I'm used to it because I hear myself so much. But initially I would think, I don't like the way my voice sounds, or that sounds funny. I don't really sound that way. But the recordings don't lie. You don't look like what you think you look like. You don't move like what you think you move like. You don't sound what you think you sound like, etc. We don't see things as they really are. You don't see your marriage as it really is. You don't see your parenting as it really is. You don't see your career as it really is. You don't see your personal finances as they really are. You don't see your health as it really is. You don't see your business as it really is. You don't see your children's school as it really is. You don't see your church as it really is. You don't see your life as it really is. Well, I think you get the point. And I'm going to tell you, I totally support what he's saying here. I don't believe that we see things as they really are. If you want to have a mind-altering experience, get four or five of your close friends together and ask them to tell you about how they see your marriage or your parenting. See if your friendship can survive that. Well, I don't know if I would go that far, but I get what he's saying here, and I'm sure you do too. And then he talks about, for more than 20 years, I have had various spiritual directors, people to coach me spiritually. They have helped me to grapple with the questions of life. They have listened to me dream and complain. They have helped me discern what God was calling me to next. But perhaps most of all, They have helped me to catch glimpses of myself as I really am, not as I imagine myself to be, not how I pretend to be, but as I really am, not as I hope people with experience will experience me, but as people actually experience me. And, you know, that's one of the benefits of spiritual direction. A spiritual director can help you to see things that you might be blinded on and not be able to see yourself. When I come to my spiritual coach and share something I'm struggling with, half the time I need him to say, Matthew, you're being too hard on yourself. The other half of the time, I need him to say, Matthew, you're being too easy on yourself. And occasionally, I need him to say, you really need to pay attention to this because it could become a real problem. I don't see things as they really are. I don't see myself as I really am. The reason is because I have blind spots. My past is full of experiences that are influencing my present and my future. These past experiences have given birth to fear and insecurity, which create huge blind spots. Now, I hope you understand I'm skipping a little bit because there's a lot of material here and I want to get it all in. You can read it later. I just don't want to sit here and read, but I want to try to highlight some things. These blind spots make it hard for me to see situations and people, especially myself, as they really are. And if you're honest with yourself, I think you'll discover you too have blind spots. Once we recognize and accept this, the real work will begin. Because three things happen. We develop humility, we become docile to the promptings of the Holy Spirit, and we stop judging ourselves and other people. Let's talk about humility. Only the humble soul can be led. Only the humble soul is coachable. Only the humble soul can truly advance in the spiritual life. And what is humility, my friends? Humility is this. Humility is seeing yourself or seeing things as God sees them. So it's not thinking less of yourself, but it's looking at yourself realistically. Now he talks about docility. What is docility? God sends the Holy Spirit to guide us. In every moment of every day, the Holy Spirit is prompting us to do this or avoid that, to help this person or encourage another person. But in order to benefit from the promptings of the Holy Spirit, we need to be docile. What does it mean to be docile? It means to listen deeply and to be coachable. How well do you listen to the voice of God in the moments of the day? Especially in times of decision, are you stuck in your ways or are you open to being coached in new and better ways? And finally, judging. There are so many ways to judge other people and to judge ourselves. When we judge, we pretend to be God. This is the grandest delusion in history, man thinking that he is God. Opinions are a highly evolved way of judging. And let's face it, we all have these opinions of other people. We have to keep that in check. Judging emerges from pride. Opinions are an easy trap for the proud. Are you a judgmental person? Do you offer opinions without being asked? Do you offer opinions about things that you know little about? Do your opinions lead you and others closer to God? We all have a distorted view of reality. We don't see things as they really are. We don't see ourselves as we really are. We have blind spots, biases, and prejudices. Jesus wants to liberate us from all of these and help us to see things as they really are, and to see ourselves as we really are. We'll close it out today with a point to ponder. We all have blind spots. Today's verse to live, Matthew 7:3. Why do you see the speck in your neighbor's eye, but do not notice the log in your own eye? Question to consider, how are your blind spots affecting your relationships? And finally, today's prayer, Lord, take the blindness from my eyes, so that I can see people, situations, and myself as you do. Again, there's that prayer, asking for the Lord to remove the blind spots, to help us to become humble, to see ourselves as we really are. You know, no matter how hard we try to do this, if we try to do it on our own and don't ask for the Lord's help, you know what'll happen. It's not going to work. So let's ask for his help. I have really learned over the years to start asking God for help. I don't try to do anything on my own anymore. I ask for his help. And that's what you should do too. Thank you for tuning into the program today. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow for another 15-minute broadcast. I hope you can tune in. Any questions, Gary at followingthetruth.com. Have a wonderful night. Talk to you next time.